This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind is ready to roll, folks.
And with countless dreams.
Last hour, somebody called about the Minnesota vote on that extreme, ridiculous bill that they're looking at down there related to allowing a abortion up till the moment of birth, believe it or not. And, of course, we talked earlier about the fact that Minnesota's new representative, Senator Representative Kevin, Rob Kubek.
Representative.
Is he a representative?
I do believe.
I always want to call him Senator Kupak, but I think it's a representative as well. Anyway, he had voted for this in committee, and the vote in the full Senate is today. They don't even start till 10:30, so I'm not sure when exactly that vote will come up, but we'll keep tabs on that for you as well. Question of the day, should North Dakota raise its speed limit to 80 miles an hour? You can keep your answers coming via text at 701-237-1590. In just a moment, we're going to talk with Senator Terry Wanzek from Jamestown about House Bill 1371 and an important change that is being debated in the state legislature. Kevin O'Leary will join us. Yes, that Kevin O'Leary, along with Commerce Commissioner Josh Teagan, talk about a new alliance between O'Leary Adventures and the North Dakota Department of Commerce. So, busy hour for you on What's on Your Mind. James and Cavalier wanted to weigh
By the way, Rob Kupek is a senator, state senator, yes.
He's a senator, okay.
Senator, yep.
Yeah, all right. So
there we go.
Got it right now. Thank you. James and Cavalier, what's on your mind, James?
Yeah, 75. They're not bothering. I set my cruise at 81 on interstate, and they don't even look twice. So they're not bothering at 81. Leave it at 75. Some of the bigger issues is young women stay out of the passing lanes. I'll come up behind them. They'll move over. I'll pass them. They'll move back into the passing lane as soon as I go around them. And me and my wife always have a bet when we come up on one. I bet it's a girl under 30, and you get up, and it's always a young girl driving.
Yep.
That's in that passing lane.
Another
thing with the road condition is we're not driving 1975 Oldsmobiles anymore with snow tires anymore. You know, those cars stuck to the road like glue. You didn't even need a plow. You were the plow.
All right, James.
A lot of these vehicles are just, you know, lightweight with those sports tires on them. They don't stay on the road like those old cars used to.
Appreciate your comment today. We'll add that to the list, and we'll have a tally before the end of the program today. Senator Terry Wanzek, Republican State Senator from Jamestown, joins us. Good friend of the program on What's on Your Mind. Terry, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Scott. Good morning.
Great to have you on the program, and you're part of yet another legislative session in North Dakota. Give me a little overview. How's things going so far?
Well, they're quite intense, very busy. You know, I'm chairman of the Government Operations Division on the Appropriations, and Appropriations is a full-time job throughout the day working on the budgets, and North Dakota is in a pretty good position, but there's a lot of different ideas that are going to need to be prioritized on how we actually invest our taxpayers' dollars.
How do you suggest they be prioritized?
Well, it's going to be difficult. I mean, through deliberations and discussions and you know, ones that enhance our economy and help us to continue growing. Workforce development issues, things of that nature are going to be, you know, on the priority list for sure. It seems like it doesn't matter which industry you're talking about, which area of enterprise, that the number one issue is workforce.
It is, and I wish there was a magic wand, yeah. But I'm not sure there is. What do you think of the solutions proposed from the governor, from others in the legislature about dealing with this problem? You see any fix there?
Well, I see some things that have potential. We're going to be getting into some of those budgets and dealing with some of those proposals eventually here. It's sometimes being on appropriations and dealing with budgets and looking at all those numbers, you get a little bit lost. Can't see the forest for the trees some days. But, you know, at some point we'll have to step back and look at all the different proposals and ideas. And, you know, I've been there long enough to recognize, and you've heard the saying, legislating is like making sausage. It's a mess, but in the end we'll hopefully come out with a product we can live with.
That sounds good. Let's talk a little bit about this bill, House Bill 1371. You've long looked for a solution here. Just from the standpoint of people that are outside of agriculture, I'd love you to explain to them how this change would make a difference to North Dakota's economy. It seems like we're missing out on many opportunities because of the way this law is written. And I'd like them just to know a little bit about what is possible here with this change.
Okay, well, first of all, as far as how does it affect everybody, our agricultural industry and energy industry are doing well right now. That's why we have a lot of resources and, you know, funds coming into the state coffers because of vibrant economies there. But there's lots of opportunity, lots of potential, even to continue expanding and growing on that, especially in agriculture with animal agriculture. When you compare our animal egg receipts to our surrounding neighbors, you know, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, we are way behind. And, with the development of these crushing plants, there's a third one, soybean crushing plants being proposed, one in my area, Spiritwood, North Dakota. ADM is building that one. There will be a lot of soybean meal that's a byproduct of crushing for the oil. And that byproduct has value, especially if you're going to add value to it by feeding it through animals for meat and eggs and milk and things of that nature, instead of just shipping the soybeans out of state or shipping the dried distiller grains or the byproducts of these plants out to other areas. And they're going to be the ones that add value. If we keep that here and develop our animal agriculture, it will give us opportunity to add a lot more value to what we produce on the farm here in North Dakota.
Communities win. Our economy wins. I mean, this is like ethanol plants in Richardson or Castleton. I mean, they had an extraordinary amount of value with payroll and other things that are happening in the economy, taxes that these organizations pay. That's why everybody ought to want this, in my view.
Right. We want to do it right, though. I know there's people out there concerned about, the development of some of these feedlots and, potential hog barns or dairy farms, where they're going to be located and things like that. We want to be doing it right, which we're going to attempt to do. But, the world needs food and people need those products to survive. And it's affording us an opportunity here. We have an opportunity to really add value and develop jobs that will help more in the areas of especially rural North Dakota.
And currently, these organizations are going to these other states because North Dakota's law prevents them from going here. So
right.
thus the need for the change here, right?
Right, right. I think the thing that people are struggling with, you know, they still have in their minds, and maybe even to some degree I do too, the nostalgia of, mom and pop dairy farms with, when I grew up, my dad milked 25, 30 cows, and I remember the neighbors, just about every neighbor in the neighborhood had some cows. At one point, North Dakota's dairy herd numbers were over 700,000. Today, they're down to 12,000. We're at the point where we're jeopardizing even losing our processing plants, the few we have here in North Dakota. So,
which we desperately need if we're going to compete at all and have a fighting chance against some of the big packers. I mean, that's a good point. Hang on, if you would, Terry, have to take a short break. We'll come back with more and let you finish on this point. Senator Terry Wanzek from Jamestown with us today on What's On Your Mind.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the city, in a little subdivision, her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken, ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on a fast track.
Back on What's On on Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. The savings right now are pretty incredible. They lower the price again on the robes. Yeah, so great time to buy a robe if you don't have one right now. Slippers are $100 off. That's another $10 off the already low price. Check all this out at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You know, these products are fantastic, number one. They have the great money-back guarantee on them, which very few other retailers do. But in addition to that, you're supporting a guy who's pretty said, you know what, I'm going to just travel the country and fix the mess we have on elections. I'm going to do battle. And for that alone, reason to go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Back with Terry Wanzek, Senator representing Jamestown, talking about House Bill 1371. So before the break, you were telling us, you know, why these swine, dairy, poultry, and cattle feeding operations can no longer, I mean, because of our law, they can't locate here. We're losing them to surrounding states. So pick up where you left off there, Terry. Sorry.
Well, Scott, you know, these operations, it costs a lot of money to build a barn, you know, that fits in today's, you know, say pork or dairy industry. It takes millions of dollars. And, you know, it's hard for a smaller farming operation to build them. And this bill is very exclusive and trying to guide development just in animal agriculture and help provide the capital that is necessary to build a modern day dairy farm or a modern day hog farm, or a feedlot or a poultry barn. It takes a lot of capital and, to develop capital in that, you need the business structures that all of our business need and to get the job done. And we have actually witnessed, promising developments looking into our state only to leave and go to Minnesota or South Dakota. And a big part of that reason is because of our restrictive, laws. And, you know, where some people see fear, a lot of us see nothing but opportunity. These operations with the way this bill is designed are going to need to work with our family farms in providing them the feed that's necessary, the corn, the byproducts, or the crushing plants to work with them. They're going to need us in that sense, building a whole new market for our corn and feed grains to add value to. And also in providing fertilizer to improve our soil health. Organic fertilizer that is probably way more effective than synthetic fertilizer. So as a farmer myself, as a family farm, and the way this bill is structured, I absolutely see no fear. The worst thing that could happen is a dairy farm would be built in my area, and they would have to come to us to buy corn and provide us with fertilizer. And, again, I just see a ton of opportunities. I see this as an economic development for mostly rural North Dakota. We have all kinds of space. We have all kinds of feed. We are set up to explode in this area and have a lot of development, a lot of opportunity, but we have to give them the tools that most any businessman needs to be able to achieve that.
What do you make of the Farmers Union's opposition to this, saying that it would weaken the state's corporate farming law and that the voters have already spoken on the issue, referring to a vote back in 2016? What do you make of this?
Well, first of all, let me provide you with a few facts. I believe it's seven or eight states in the whole country that have restrictions on any kind of corporate investment in agriculture. And our state's probably the most restrictive of all those. So that means there's 42 or 43 states that have no restrictions. Yet the latest USDA census says 98% of our farms are family owned and operated. Over two thirds of the land owned in the United States is owned by individuals and farmers. Less than 5% is owned by any non-family related corporation. The fact is, 43 other states have no restrictions, and I think their fear is unfounded, in my opinion. I'm a family farmer. I appreciate people trying to defend and protect our family farms, but in a sense, you're hurting our family farmers by being so restrictive here, taking away these potential opportunities for our producers to grow corn and to access the nutrients that they need to replace in their soil after taking a big crop out of it. I just don't see the fear. I think it's unfounded. There's facts to prove that. And yet, 98% of all farms in the United States are family-owned and operated. And mostly the land and the farms are owned by private citizens and family farms.
And you make a really good point on the beneficiaries of this is going to be family farmers. Maybe
right.
Now they've got more customers.
That's the irony of this. I mean, if this was another crushing plant or a plant that's coming in to use our products, everybody be all for it. So why are we not favorable towards the development of animal agriculture in our state that will benefit all of us family farms, greatly benefit us? So we're adding the value here. Instead of shipping out just the raw grain, we're shipping out. We will be shipping out meat, hamburgers, steaks, eggs, chicken, pork, hams, pork chops. You get what I'm saying. We're adding tremendous amount of value. That's the way to do it. But we got to have the business tools that every other business is afforded to be able to accomplish that goal.
No, that makes total sense. Only a few seconds left here. What's the status of when this will be voted on?
Well, it's being heard today. And, with the weather, I'm not sure what kind of crowd to expect, but it's being heard today in the House. It's in the House. It started by Representative Paul Thomas, who sponsored it. I co-sponsored it. This bill is a little different than the one that we had a number of years ago. In the area, it's limited to 160 acres. So any entity that wants to build a hog barn, a dairy barn, or poultry barn is limited to 160 acres in land holdings, meaning they can't rent.
I think, Terry, this has been very well thought out, very well done, and a great answer to the opposition that's happened before. Wish you the best of luck. We'll keep tabs on this. Take care, Terry.
Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023 in bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
USA News Update. Travelers in the Southwest USA this weekend, be aware Interstate 15 will be closed in both directions in Las Vegas, Nevada, through the entire weekend for a bridge removal project. Five former Memphis Police Department officers who were fired following the arrest of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old motorist who died days after a traffic stop and attempted getaways from the officers, have been charged with second-degree murder and booked into the Shelby County Jail. Police body cam videos will be released to the public later today. CIA Director Bill Burns arrived in Tel Aviv this week for visits to Israel and the occupied West Bank, where he is expected to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders on both sides. A sudden death has happened to an NFL player that was just 25 years old, and the cause of death is unknown at this time. The Detroit Lions announced Thursday former NFL defensive end Jesse Lemonnier has died. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'll take the caller. What's the caller's first name?
I didn't grab a name.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Part of the show where I make you hungry for Sloppy Joe's. Anytime I hear that on Fridays at Harwood, I want to go in the car up by 29 and have a few Sloppy Joe's.
Yum.
A couple potato chips with that.
You put your potato chips in the Sloppy Joe?
I've done that. I've done that before.
You ever put potato chips in a grilled cheese? Oh. So
what kind of monster are you, Kevin?
I'm not.
Hey.
No.
Do not judge.
I'm judging.
West Main Avenue, West Fargo, beef tips and gravy today, or pulled pork, your choice. Chicken fried steak, 12th and I-29, lasagna and MP Avenue. Taco in a bag in Glendon today. Southern Chicken Bowl, 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Get our guests on in a moment here to talk about a big... Wonderfund North Dakota development that is coming from a new partnership with the North Dakota Department of Commerce and Kevin O'Leary. Kind of cool. Caller, waiting to weigh in here. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, Scott. This is Mike in Perm. By the way, I was listening to this person that you had on here, representative from Jamestown, and they're talking about the opposition. How many of this opposition are farmers and ranchers? I mean, I don't understand. Are they afraid to take a roll of the dice and do something that will benefit the state of North Dakota? Or do they just want to stand there with their hands in their pockets and say no? I don't understand this at all.
Well, I don't either. I don't honestly understand it. We have Mark Wadney on from the North Dakota Farmers Union next week to try and better understand. It's just sort of in their DNA. They hate the idea of corporate farming, I think, and I think they see this as the nose under the camel's tent a little bit, and, you know, it will then lead to it'll lead to corporate farming in North Dakota. So, and by the way, if you know anything about agriculture in North Dakota, the vast majority of the farmers, you know, they're big farmers. This is big business. This is equal to corporations. So the idea that, okay, well, it's got to be two brothers that own it rather than some corporate name is sort of a folly anyway, you know?
Oh, I see. Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that, Scott. Oh, and by the way, that 80-mile-an-hour speed limit, that's insane. Of course, I've had semis pass me on I-94 in Minnesota doing 90. There, I'm doing the speed limit 75, and they passed me like I was sitting still. kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Every day, brother, every
day. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call very much. And you can still vote on our question of the day. Should the speed limit be raised in North Dakota? Call us, text us, rather, at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Josh Tigan is here. Josh is the Commerce Commissioner in the North Dakota Department of Commerce. We're still waiting for a call from Kevin O'Leary, who we expect momentarily as well. Josh, how you doing?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me. Doing well.
Great to have you. So what an exciting development for the North Dakota Development Fund to partner with someone that's nationally acclaimed and a venture capitalist of the well-known variety. Just tell us a little bit about how this came to be, this partnership.
Yeah, Scott, well, this really goes back to some of the COVID relief money the federal government put out in the ARPA program. North Dakota submitted an application for the State Small Business Credit Initiative, which was originally set up in 2008 and kind of reenacted here recently. We were awarded about $58 million. And there's a couple of programs that we could deploy that capital with. One is a direct investment program where we'd hire an asset manager to deploy those assets for us. We issued a competitive RFP process, and Kevin O'Leary's group, O'Leary Ventures, responded and was ultimately selected to be the asset manager for the state. So we're really excited to have someone that aligns kind of with the state's cultural values of innovation over regulation, and someone that definitely gets early stage venture capital and can help bring optics to North Dakota businesses that maybe we haven't had previously.
And I love the name, by the way, the program, Wonder Fund North Dakota. I'm guessing, correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin O'Leary, is that your work? Did you come up with Wonder Fund?
Well, I'm honored and proud to have that associate. Barbara gave it to me facetiously in season one of Shark Tank. She said, "Aren't you just wonderful?" when I proposed the first royalty deal, and somehow it stuck. I'm okay with it.
I love it. Speaking of Barbara, that's a great show. We love it, and we love the fact that you're in North Dakota. What do you think of your? I know you've got a business that's here, and you're not new to North Dakota. This is just another tenant of that. But what do you think about doing business in North Dakota?
Well, I've got a history with North Dakota. Let me tell you the deal. It's called PRX Performance, which was a gym equipment company from about 7 years ago in Shark Tank. It was an extraordinary outcome. They had barely any sales when they came on. I invested in them, and they went to $50 million in a matter of months because they were building gym equipment for small condominiums all across America, and people were moving into them. And it's really one of the most successful deals in Shark Tank history. So in visiting Fargo multiple times, I started to get, if you want to use the word, hip to the idea of North Dakota. And then I met Josh, and we started talking about what else can we do. And, you know, the fact is, there's a national story happening right now, and North Dakota is really at the center of it. And here's what it is. This is the first time in 50 years, if you think back in venture capital since 54 when they started tracking it, most of it, the majority of it, almost 90% of it, goes into the coastal states around Massachusetts, MIT, and Silicon Valley and San Francisco. But they are not good places for business anymore. They have terrible tax policy, terrible regulatory policy. And so everybody, including me, is saying, where else can we go? Where can we go where we get stable taxes that are competitive, we get good regulatory policy, and we've got good leadership that's pro-business? Well, check the box on all of those for North Dakota. No question about it. And so now in a post-pandemic world where many companies have up to 30-40% of their employees remote, we can stick our headquarters in Fargo or Bismarck or anywhere we want in North Dakota and run an international business out of there. So that's what's going down. That's what's going to happen. That's what the Wonder Fund's all about. And I'm telling everybody, if you've got an idea to move a business to North Dakota, you want to start one there, let me know. Just go to O'LearyVentures.com and send us your deck, your business plan. I've got a whole team looking at them. We have money to put to work, and we want to get to work now.
Josh, talk about the possibilities here in what Kevin is talking about in you know, being implemented, being rolled out. What do you see as a vision of the possibilities?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've always had a ton of pride in our North Dakota entrepreneurs here, whether it's, you know, back to Bobcat and Steiger Tractor days to Great Plains Software to Aldevron and countless others. But North Dakotans are humble by nature, and we don't do a good job of bragging about ourselves and our state and what we do really well. And so I think not only having a world-class asset manager and someone that understands early stage investing like Kevin, but also someone that can help tell the story, really I think is the future of what's going to propel North Dakota forward. And so when we looked at the continuum of capital access we have in the state, we have the only state-owned bank in the nation. We have lots of great programs, but where we were lacking is this early stage venture capital for entrepreneurs that are going to be the next Great Plains Software and the next Aldevron and the next PRX Performance. And so that's where we're excited, is someone that understands early stage investing but also understands how to tell our story and put North Dakota on the map kind of at a global stage.
Same question for you, Kevin. Well, just to dream a little bit, what do you see as the possibilities and the ultimate outcome of this idea?
I see more capital coming from outside of North Dakota to North Dakota, because what I've noticed since we made this announcement, and it's only been 24 hours, I've had multiple calls from PE firms, venture firms, saying, what's going on here? What are you doing? Small community. We all know each other. We often co-invest in our deals. We co-mingle deals. And they're asking me, what is the story on North Dakota? So this is going to open eyes to a lot of people. There's a lot of capital looking for stable places to deploy it. Remember, venture capital and supporting businesses is not just the first amount we put in. My job is to attract hundreds of millions more into North Dakota as the business grows. The whole idea of venture capital is you need fertile soil to plant the seed in, stable policy, competitive taxes. Then as the business starts hitting its hurdles, the rest of the world opens up and says, wait a second, what about the B round? What about the C round? What's going on in a pre-IPO? That's my job. And so I'm by default becoming an ambassador of North Dakota, and I want to be. I want this policy to shine the light to everybody else, saying this is how you run a state. This is how you build an economy. I'm very frustrated in places like upstate New York, where I got killed on a project there out of very unstable policy, just terrible, terrible politics. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to waste my time doing that kind of thing. And I think there's lots of other people that are starting to shout it out, too. I'm not embarrassed to say, I know Josh can't say this, but I'm not doing business in New York. I'm not doing business in California. I'm not doing business in Massachusetts. Why? Their policies suck. That's why.
Oh, I love it. I feel like I'm watching an episode of the Shark Tank where we're just talking straight facts here. I only have about a minute left. How do you see the economy? I mean, do you see any headwinds? Do you think North Dakota bucks that, Kevin?
Well, you know, what's really remarkable about this recession, I've been through many, and each one has its own personality. Many companies are preparing for a slowdown that they haven't seen yet. And undoubtedly there will be one. That is the natural business cycle. But the economy is still so flush with cash, $4 trillion looking to go to work. And it's because we had all of these print programs for such a long time, and hopefully they've ended, because that's what really caused the inflation. But we're going to get, in my view, a soft landing. So smaller businesses, and that's 64% of America's economy, the stuff that I find is the backbone of what makes the country great. And so we're looking at it, trying to decide how much money do we put into inventory in Q2, Q3 this year, because we just don't know the outcome. So we're being very cautious. We're watching every cent. We're cutting costs where we can. And that's from the big S&P boys right down to the small guys. And that's not a bad thing. So I'm cautiously optimistic. But I'll tell you this about venture capital. The best deals are founded in times of stress. So if you, anybody listening, you've got an idea, you've got to let me know about it. You've got to go to O'LearyVentures.com and let me know about it. I'm open for business.
I love it. I love it. Josh, nice work again, as always. Department of Commerce in North Dakota doing some great work. The Commerce Commissioner, Josh Tigan, with us on the program, as well as Kevin O'Leary, Shark Tank fan. And now, add this to the list. Wonderfun, North Dakota. Thank you, gentlemen. Take care. Bye-bye.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
keep creating great jobs, and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get things done, oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Obviously, because raise the speed limit votes are winning here. Not going to tell you the final tally yet because we don't have the final tally yet. Wait till we get through all the final answers here. Chris
Larson. That was a request, by the way.
It was a request for the speed limit debate. Yeah. It's a good, solid request, right?
Great point, too.
Yeah.
Great statement. I'm in a hurry. I don't know why. I'm just in a hurry.
What is this story about the fact that they have rushed, or they... when was the lunar celebration? That was a couple of days ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. The whatever moon, or, yeah. I don't know, a couple of days, but, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's an Asian holiday, I believe.
Okay.
And, I saw a couple of headlines today that they rushed Biden out of the lunar celebration. I'm like, well, for one, wasn't that a couple of days ago? Why are you just hearing about it now?
Yeah.
You think Joe had to get slept the huddle?
Had to get the story straight.
Oh, you think so?
You got to get the story straight.
All right. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that might be it. We'll have to dig into that a little bit. Joe Biden calls Representative Beyer, a Democrat from Virginia, the wrong name 5 times in an event not long ago.
It was terrible.
Springfield, Virginia yesterday.
Awful.
Did you see it?
Yeah, we had clips of it this morning, too. It's just it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. He just doesn't know.
It's a member of Congress. You don't call a member of Congress by the wrong name and then 5 times besides.
It's sad. He's he was yelling to a point where he was getting almost red in the face, and then he was wandering around. He wasn't sure, and he just has that look sometimes. And then he's whispering, "I'm going to veto it. I'll veto it." So yeah, it's just sad. I'm beyond, you know. Of course, there's a lot of humor in there too, just because they march him out there. But man, come on.
Red flags, more red flags.
We can't keep this up.
You know what's coming out here in minutes, and you've been asking for it for some time. The Pelosi attack video.
Oh, yes.
The actual video will be out. So a lot of the questions that came up, like how did this happen? What about this answer? Why did the story change? Whatever.
I'm sure nothing could have been tampered with between then and now. By someone in San Francisco or someone in the area there, you know, because they did say we want to release it, and so no one will tamper with it or, you know, but that sure could have already happened. So Questioning everything over here.
Another update on a question that somebody called in earlier about when the vote will be in the Minnesota State Senate on the extreme abortion measure that we've been talking about the last couple of days. The Senate session just got underway right now, so I don't know exactly when the votes are going to happen or how they're going to, you know, order the votes, but it is at least underway. We know that now. Another listener, we've become Canadian healthcare. People are not happy. I assume that's in reference to our conversation with Sanford Health's Dr. Todd Schaefer on the increase of healthcare worker assaults. I'm sorry. If you don't like health care, if you're not happy for whatever reason, you don't hurt somebody. It's never okay.
Ever.
I can't even believe this is a thing. I really can't. It's just sad. Listener says the DOT used to have signs up that said speed kills. Don't raise the speed limit. All right, another vote there. When the speed limit was 55, we drove 70. When the speed limit was 70, we drove 75. At 75, we drive 80 or 85. Are North Dakotans ever happy with the posted speed limit?
Bing, 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 bing. We have a winner right there.
I'll tell you in a minute. When you run a business and that business is experiencing angry customers, it's the business, not the customers, that need to make changes.
Again. Correct, but, you know, the flight attendant screaming and getting a fight with a flight attendant or someone, you know, that has no control over what's going on when you're at the, like a nurse or a health, they don't, big picture, man, it's just part of the journey. You never want to hurt anybody. That's,
another,
you know,
listener says, speed doesn't kill, bad drivers kill. Also, please raise the fine on left lane drivers.
Problem is, there's a lot of bad drivers.
Yeah.
A lot of inexperienced, I shouldn't say bad, there's a lot of inexperienced drivers. You know, we've been around long enough to know and have lived these, you know, these roads for decades. There's a lot of new residents to the area and a lot of people that just aren't and thinking that I got a four-wheel drive pickup, work for me down, I live down south or whatever. No. You got to back it off.
I drive I-94 between Jamestown and Belfield. That's a pull, too. Traffic flows nicely on I-94 and would move just as well at 80 miles an hour. Speed is rarely the only factor in fatalities on the interstate, says that listener. Another says, like a race to who could be the stupidest. Must be a no vote. You have to decipher these, Chris Larson. Super producer is on the great tally here, keeping them updated for me.
Race to the bottom.
North Dakota legislature looking to create yet another bucket to fill with our tax dollars, says another. All right. Yeah. So we have 133 that say don't raise the speed limit, and 122 that say do raise the speed limit.
All right.
It's closer than I thought when you think about all those texts coming in. Woo! So, by a nose, don't raise the speed limit. The answer from our texters and callers today on What's on Your Mind. Thank you for that. We appreciate you very much. We're out of time. Friday edition of the program in the books. Back at it Monday with, among our guests, Ag Commissioner Doug Goin. God bless. See you, bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Have you adjusted your crop insurance policy to reflect the increase in commodity prices and input costs? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We want to partner with you to provide you a comprehensive policy structure to protect your farm's revenue and preserve your equity. Give us a call today to set up a time to meet with an Irie Insurance agent prior to March 15th. For contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.